the truth is, a short sleeve, 100% cotton t-shirt, it's just hard to go wrong with that. That's our moneymaker.
Michael Baker knows what he's talking about. 20 years ago, he began Houndstooth Clothing in a little shop on Block Street in Fayetteville. He designed his own shirts. He silkscreened the shirts, created the interior decor, and actually for a time lived in the back of that small space. The company flourished, and word of mouth, not to mention clever art on his shirts, helped the company grow. He had no business plan, no apparel experience, and an architecture degree. He says with 20 years of Houndstooth hindsight, he understands why, despite his naivete, he opened a t-shirt business.
I was 4 years removed from college, and I was really quickly running into that I have to do something phase. I can't continue to not do anything. And it was really a reaction to that and a reaction to, I'd actually gone and interviewed with some real companies and for real positions and real jobs, and I just knew that I did not want to do that. I did not want to get up and go work for somebody else every day and sit in a cubicle. And I was still single. I didn't have any debt. I didn't take out any student loans. My car was paid for. And it was really an easy thing to do as a reaction to, well, look, I'm not going to go join the real world.
He's no longer living at the Block Street store, though it remains a Houndstooth retail outlet. And now he has full-time employees at the new space on East 15th Street in Fayetteville. He's married, a father, and has a payroll to meet. But he says 2 decades later, the approach remains quite the same.
One thing I'm proud of, that we've been able to create a little small little company, and we've been able to make our own rules to a certain extent. We don't exist outside the bounds of, you know, normal businesses, but we get to create our own culture. Maybe that's a better way to put it. And we get to put our priorities where we want to put our priorities. We get to do things the way we want to do them.
Michael Baker says he's not interested in being the face of Houndstooth, that the shirts are the best face for the company. He passionately believes the success of his company has been a team effort and still is. And he's just as passionate that the scope of Houndstooth Clothing remain humble if successful.
If we're going to be whatever we're going to be beyond what we are now, other than just getting better every day at what we do, if we're going to be twice as big as we are now, or if we're going to be $100 million a year company, that's for the next guy. That's for the guy that buys it from me, that comes along and writes me a nice fat check, because I just don't have that in me. I've gotten this far. I'm able to pay my mortgage. I have a great life, and that's you live in a great place. I have a great family. I have great coworkers. I really enjoy coming to work every day, and I've been unbelievably blessed and lucky in that way.
He moved into the current location 6 years ago, and he says it took a couple of those years to figure out how he would use the increased square footage. He did know he wanted to get back to something from the earliest days of Houndstooth, the full production of his shirts. He's always designed the shirts, but he was convinced along the way that he should spend his energy on the retail side of the business and farm out the production end of Houndstooth. He listened and sold the production part.
And immediately regretted it. I woke up the next morning and thought, you know, that's, from a business perspective, I get their argument, but it's not me. It's not who I am. It's not what I want to get up and go do. I like making something. I like having my hands on it. I like seeing the t-shirts come out the end of the dryer and get folded up and get tagged. I like that.
He says he let time pass, then bought the current location and got back into the production of shirts within a few years in the new building. Michael and his staff built the infrastructure. While he still handles most of the retail shirt design, an in-house full-time artist is in charge of the custom orders for groups like Greek Houses on the University of Arkansas campus. And there is a general manager handling day-to-day operations, a full-time salesperson to seek out custom orders.
And then out here, this is production warehouse distribution. We've got two automatic presses. They're running every day. At least one of them's running every day. From now through Christmas, they'll probably both be running every day. They've got a really high production capacity. They can print faster than you can load it and take it off.
And things are going well. He says Houndstooth had its best June ever this year, and July appears to be the best ever as well. He estimates there have been about 1,000 retail designs for Houndstooth shirts in the past 20 years, including an atypical one he sold in 1993. a white long sleeve shirt with his own doodle of three faces sandwiched between the phrase Fayetteville, because it takes all kinds. The caricatures are labeled Bowhead, Egghead, and Deadhead.
Yeah, you know, this was so not brand specific, but I was sitting around with a Sharpie one day and started doodling, and I thought, well, I kind of cracked myself up. I've got to put that on a t-shirt. I can't not put that on a t-shirt.
Michael says he wouldn't suggest that entrepreneurs use his blueprint. He only made it halfway through a book on how to create a business plan before he shelved it for good. But it is hard to argue with his approach of keeping everything in perspective. Houndstooth is bigger, and he says better. But the free spirit of trying something on a whim still appeals to him.
Throw an idea out there. If it sticks, we print more. If it doesn't, we do our best to forget about it.
Like some other Fayetteville-based enterprises that began almost at the exact same time, think our Sega's, it also first opened on Block Street in 1992, Houndstooth is embraced by locals as one of their own.
That makes me feel fantastic. That's just because I'm not one to be the face of the company. I don't enjoy being in front of people, drawing attention to myself, saying I am Houndstooth, because I don't believe that. I think we as a collective are, and all the people that have worked here and done good work, they're still a part of it. You know, they leave their footprints and their legacy. So it's very heartwarming for me to hear that, because I'm not one to self-promote, and I don't like a lot of hype. I think if we do good work, we're rewarded for that, but we don't have to go out and tell people, hey, we do good work.
Michael Baker is the founder and still owner of Houndstooth Clothing in Fayetteville. The company is celebrating 20 years of business this year.
Give me a jug that'll fit my lip, and I'll set sail on any man's ship. I've got no hat, I've got no shoes, but I'll set sail on many a cruise. I've been doped up and I've been cockeyed, I've been knocked out and I've been shanghaied. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, I got these scars all over my chest. I was a noble gentleman, the greatest in my clan, but now I'm just a packet rat. What do you think of that? Sailing o'er the seas.
The song Cotton Shirt and Dungarees by Arkansas's own Jimmy Driftwood.